Hi, this is Nancy Smith.
Okay.
Yes, this is Nancy Smith. I have been talking to someone about my credentialing.
About your credentialing.
Yes.
Okay. And from which provider's office you are calling?
It's supposed to be for Dr. Shaw with Red River.
Yeah, just one moment. And you said your name is Nancy?
Yeah, Nancy Smith.
Nancy Smith, yeah, just one moment.
Okay.
Hey Nancy, Himali here.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
I did receive your CAQH and PCOS information.
Okay.
I'll start reviewing and I'll let you know by tomorrow if something is missing or I needed additionally apart from that information. And also I have asked that if you are being added to the PLI information to the group, are you aware about that part?
Did I do what?
I'm saying you've been going to be part of main comprehensive, right? So do they added you under that malpractice information, insurance information?
I'm not sure. I'm not understanding.
Just a minute. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Today I received your CAQH number, your username and a password, right? You mentioned nsmith2021, all lowercase, and your password.
Yeah.
Okay, and your PCOS, just a minute.
The PCOS hasn't changed.
PCOS you already sent me.
Yes.
That was a work day. Let me check. Just a minute if I need to enter. I think I have added MFA code setting, right? You given me a MFA code already. Just a minute.
Yes. You were able to get into PCOS.
Let me check. Just a minute.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm able to see my number as a MFA code verification mode. So now I have your PCOS and CAQH both.
Okay.
And let me log into CAQH as well. Just a minute.
Because I just, they just did that this morning, and I was on an appointment.
Hmm.
So I would look at it as soon as I get up from Nashville, just to make sure everything's okay, and everything is updated, to make sure 100%.
Your personal liability insurance has expired. Your board certificate has also expired. Your personal liability expired. So can you ask Dr. Shah to add you under any professional liability insurance for the group?
Dr. Shah.
Yes.
For liability.
Yes, you would, I mean, we would need your personal liability insurance under the group name, because until that is complete, insurance won't allow us to go ahead with the credentialing process. Do you want me to send it to Dr. Shah on this? I mean, I can send this snap.
Yeah, I know that I know I have my own personal liability insurance I keep all the time too.
Hmm.
I'll add that, but if you could send that to Dr. Shaw, I will call him, but it usually takes a couple of days for him to respond to me.
I think it's the group responsibility. He needs to add you under personal liability insurance. So I'm sending a snap to him. So you can talk to him that your personal liability insurance required to add it. And also I'll talk to him on that.
Okay, I'll talk to him also.
Okay.
So personally, life insurance, and then I need to, my credential, I've already updated that, redo my certificate for my APRN don't expire to October of 2025, but I already updated that, it's good to 2030. I'll put up the new certificate, and then my Tennessee license don't expire to 2027. So I'll definitely update two hours.
Can you repeat it?
I said my APRN it expired in 2025 October, but I've already updated it and it's good to 2030. So
are you talking about your professional license?
Yeah.
Yeah, your professional license for Tennessee State is active and it is valid until 2027.
Yeah.
Yes, you updated that part. Yes, I can see that.
Okay.
Okay.
The only thing I need is the license for liability insurance.
Yeah.
Okay. And Dr. Shaw will have to do that.
Yes, yes. I'll let him know on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's all I would need. You don't need anything else from me?
Yes, for now nothing.
Okay. All right. Okay, I just wanted to make sure if you need something from me, I have it done.
Okay, sure.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.